This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Parker Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. An extreme cold warning goes into effect tonight for all of southeastern Wisconsin, with temperatures expected to drop to 40 below zero with the wind chill. Luckily, kids at Kenosha and Racine Unified already had a planned day off tomorrow. Several school districts in the area did make the decision to cancel classes tomorrow. Racine's garbage collection for Friday will be delayed because of the cold. Warming centers in Racine and Kenosha counties are open to help people stay safe, including locations like community centers, libraries, and hospitals. Some sites offer 24-hour access. You can call 211 for more about the warming centers. There's also a reminder going out about checking in on your neighbors and elderly relatives. Kenosha's Snow Days Festival has been postponed 2 weeks because of the cold. The winter event planned for Saturday will now take place February 7th in downtown Kenosha. 0% of black students in the Racine Unified School District met college readiness goals in math or science this year. School board members call the results unacceptable, while district leaders say they plan to focus more resources. Go deeper on that story online today at racinecountyeye.com. A new health clinic on Spring Street is now open in Racine, offering care for everyone regardless of insurance or income. The Racine Outreach Community Health Center location provides primary dental and behavioral health services. Microsoft is moving forward with plans to build 15 data centers in Mount Pleasant, covering nearly 9 million square feet. Village officials say the project could generate hundreds of jobs and millions in tax revenue. The plan commission gave approval yesterday, and the project now goes to the full board for approval Monday. And South Milwaukee voters will decide in April whether to raise property taxes by $425,000 to support the public library. The extra funding would restore staffing hours and programs to pre-pandemic levels. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team trying to make it 5 wins in a row when they face Penn State on the road tonight. The Badgers women's team with a huge upset, beating number 24th ranked Nebraska 63-60 in Madison last night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 122-102. Miles Turner, Kevin Porter Jr. out with injuries. How can the Bucks get to 500? Doc Rivers.
You know, listen, it's been that way all year for us. We're not crying about it. We got to keep trying to win games.
Baseball, fans react to Freddie Peralta being traded to the Mets. Brewers manager Pat Murphy telling an audience in Green Bay, trading Peralta would be one of his saddest days. Peralta, after the crew had set a new franchise record of 97 wins for the season.
I think probably that's the best team that we had done. Nobody were expecting this, and our name is going to be somewhere after this season.
The first game of spring training, now just 30 days away, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few flurries today. We'll get to around 19 for a high with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, breezy, partly cloudy down to 14 below zero. Tomorrow, a few flurries in the morning, then sunny with a high tomorrow of only 4 below. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.